This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Overwhelmed hospitals in the United States continue converting chapels, cafeterias, waiting rooms, hallways, even a parking garage into patient treatment areas. Staff members are desperately calling around to other medical centers in search of open beds. Fatigue and frustration are setting in among frontline workers. Conditions inside the nation's hospitals are deteriorating by the day as the coronavirus rages across the U.S. at an unrelenting pace, and the confirmed deaths still surpass 250,000. The number of people in the hospital with COVID-19 in the U.S. has doubled in the past month and set new records every day this week. As of Tuesday, nearly 77,000 people were hospitalized with the virus. Newly confirmed infections per day in the U.S. have exploded more than 80% over the past 2 weeks to the highest levels on record. Pfizer says new test results show its coronavirus vaccine is 95% effective. The company said that Wednesday results also show it appears safe and protects older people most at risk from dying from COVID-19. It is the final data needed to seek emergency use of limited shot supplies, even as all the catastrophic outbreak worsens across the globe. U.S. President Donald Trump will sharply reduce the number of U.S. forces in Afghanistan from 4,500 to 2,500 before he leaves office. The Pentagon made the announcement Tuesday, stopping short of the complete withdrawal Mr. Trump threatened to carry out by Christmas.